For Cybercrime Radio, I'm your host, Dr. J, former White House technology executive and deputy chief security officer at MasterCard, with another episode of CISO Bites. Cybercrime is being perpetuated by gangs headquartered in the U.S., and we cannot let hacking activities emanating from nation states distract us from that risk. Cybersecurity Ventures, they predict that cybercrime will cost the world $8 trillion U.S. dollars in 2023. That's $8 trillion U.S. dollars in 2023. Now, if we look ahead, that figure is expected to reach $10.5 trillion. Susan Kosky, Chief Information Security Officer at PNC, a Fortune 500 company and one of the largest diversified financial services institutions in the U.S., she says these numbers make cybercrime the world's largest economy.
I've used these statistics in various presentations internally, and I think to an extent that these may be underrepresented.
Cyber gangs based out of Iran, North Korea, and other nations hostile to the U.S. are of major concern. But according to Kosky, so are cyber criminals operating out of the U.S.
When you look traditionally at cybercrime, it was something we thought of as overseas. It's no longer overseas. Those gangs, the criminals, they're here. They're in the United States. They're operating here. They're very well funded. They run this as a bona fide business.
To Kosky's point, CISOs and security leaders, we all need to be on the watch in our own backyards. The next cyber attack can be launched from where you least expect it. For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Dr. J. I'll be back soon with another episode of CISO Bites, sponsored by MasterCard, providers of enterprise security solutions that are more than just ones and zeros. To learn more, visit MasterCard.com.